And now for a little summer madness. The number one movie this past weekend was the swashbuckling Pirates of the Caribbean. It stars that luscious bad boy, Johnny Depp, playing a pirate named Jack Sparrow. And it's been a hit at the box office, making more than $72 million since it opened on Wednesday. In this scene, Johnny Depp's Captain Sparrow is meeting the less than able-bodied crew assembled for his ship.
Feast your eyes, Captain. All of them faithful hands before the mast. Every man worth his salt. And crazy to boot.
You, sailor.
Cotton, sir.
Mr. Cotton, do you have the courage and fortitude to follow orders and stay true in the face of danger and almost certain death? Mr. Cotton, answer, man.
He's a mute, sir. Poor devil had his tongue cut out, so we trained the parrot to talk for him.
Mr. Cotton's parrot. Same question.
We need his sails! We need his sails!
Mostly we figure that means yes.
And that was a clip from the movie Pirates of the Caribbean. Sarah Lorimer is an expert on pirates of a more unusual kind. She's the author of Booty, Girl Pirates on the High Seas. She joins us from her home in Queens, New York. Hi, Sarah.
Hi there.
So we know all about male pirates, but what's this about girl pirates?
They did, in fact, exist. There weren't as many of them, of course, but there were women on those pirate ships.
And how did you decide to research them and write a book about female pirates?
Well, like most people, I've been interested in books about, you know, the high seas and all that for my whole life. I love Horatio Hornblower and Patrick O'Brien and such. But there aren't that many books about women pirates. I couldn't really see myself, you know, sailing out there. And, well, I'll be honest, one day I was sitting in a class. I was supposed to have done the research, and I hadn't done any. The teacher asked me what topic I was doing, and out of the blue I said, "Pirate women. I'm researching pirate women." And then that just grew into a book.
So that's how books get made, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how did female pirates rise to power? Where would we have been mostly operating?
Anywhere there are male pirates. And they were, through the whole time that there's been piracy, there have been a few pirates here and there. There still are sometimes.
I'm sorry. Did they have their own ships? Were there women that had their own ships?
Yes, the greatest pirate of all time, in fact, had her own fleet. It was a pirate woman, Cheng Ai Sao. She had some 2,000 ships and 80,000 pirates under her command, and she was in the South China Seas.
Any great stories of her exploits?
Well, she had so many with her wasps of the ocean, as she called them. She started out as a prostitute on land. And she was either kidnapped or went aboard of her own free will, it's not sure, by this one pirate. And she agreed to be marry him so long as she could be his equal. And because she was so beautiful, he fell for it. This was in 1801. He died a few years later, and she carried on the work. She took over and united all these warring pirate gangs. She was so successful with what she did that in the end the authorities just let her retire peacefully just to stop her from kidnapping people, murdering people. She once held an entire village ransom.
Hmm.
Amazing.
So women pirates were as bad as men pirates, it sounds like.
Definitely as bad. Absolutely.
And in fact, you write about one, Rachel Wall, who was hung for being a pirate.
Well, she was the last woman hanged in Massachusetts. And she started out life, well, she started out nice. She was born in Pennsylvania to a devout Presbyterian farming family. But her father was just a little too strict, so she ran away. She eloped with a former privateer, George Wall. This happens often, that it's love that leads women to piracy. And she blamed him until her dying day for leading her to this wicked life. They end up stealing a sloop and then working off the coast of Maine. What they'd do is wait for storms, and then afterwards they'd moor and then fly a distress flag, and Rachel would stand on the deck and was screaming, help me, when a ship passed by. And when these Good Samaritans would come by to help her, the crew would rise up and attack them and kill them. This went on for 2 years, and they ended up getting about $6,000 in cash, which in 1781 was quite a bit, and they killed around two dozen men before there was a storm, a hurricane in 1782 that killed George, and this time they really were damaged, and so when people came to save them, they decided not to kill those rescuers.
Right. Well, maybe the next film about pirates will be based on your book, Sarah. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Sarah Lorimer is the author of Booty, Girl Pirates on the High Seas. She spoke with us from her home in Queens, New York. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, sitting in for Neil Conan, NPR News.